Horrific Network Entertainment.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all...
Okay, so we are getting ready to be seated at a new location. It's a new year with a new horror movie, and the pressure of which I cannot even understand. Hi. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Yes, please.
Okay, it might be a little tight. I was just going to let you know for eight people.
That's okay.
Okay, we'll make it work.
Yeah, we're all good. We're all friends.
I just wanted to warn you it might be a little tight.
So ultimately, I think that we will see a clear winner or loser coming out of this film. That was an okay movie, or that was kind of shitty, but it was passable. I think this thing is either going to be pretty solid or a complete pile of dog shit. This is either going to be a cool continuation and we'll come out of this thing saying, wow, it was cool to see Sidney, Gale, Dewey back again, another Ghostface existing within the world of Ghostface, and or we're going to be more mad than I was, and yes, she's helping us. Are we going to be more mad over it than we were with Halloween? Or you, Candyman? You? I'm talking to Drew from Snack and Flick. That is you. Will this movie make you more mad than Candyman 2021? Candyman 2021 nominated for Best Horror Film and Best Film of 2021 in our Golden Skulls of 2022 that you can vote on right now. The first ever Golden Skull event where we're combining both theme park haunt and film all into one pretty dope podcast we're going to do here in just a couple of weeks. But you can vote on that in the show notes of this. And anyway, Drew, your expectations of Scream 5. There's been five of these fucking movies.
Scream 6.
Scream 5, dog. Come on now.
Oh, wait. I thought there was already a fifth.
There's not a fifth. No. There's a movie, or a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
That was not wonderful.
Okay, it wasn't the greatest.
No,
it was bad. I didn't like the fact that we changed the mask.
That TV show, fun fact, as we are vastly approaching the beginning of Campfire Chronicles this spring, that show... was the reason there has never been a Scream maze at Halloween Horror Nights.
I can see it, yeah.
The maze was built. This is not that long ago. The maze was fully built to be Scream.
Oh, shit.
And the MTV people, I guess, were like, no, we want it more based on the TV show. And HHN was like, no, we want it to be based on the original movie.
Yeah.
And MTV was like, okay, well, fuck you then. We're out.
Yeah, I would be too.
And this is mere weeks away from the event. So the maze became the Purge, famously.
Yeah.
But it was really the Purge through Sydney, or...
Sydney's house.
I think it was Sydney's house, but I think it was Stu's house from the end, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as me concerned with this, the trailers make it look like it's getting back to the roots of, like, kills and stuff like that, but that is yet to be seen. I'm looking forward to it based on the trailers that I've seen. Could be good.
So what's your expectation for it? 1 out of 10. Expectation.
My expectation probably going to be about a 6.5, 7.
Yeah. Okay. What was your score of Halloween Kills? What was your top?
Halloween Kills was, I think that was like a four or five.
Oh, okay. So what was your top horror movie of 2021?
Top horror movie of 2021. It's not even one that we watched together.
What is it?
I would say that my top one that I found just on a whim called Babysitter Must Die on Amazon Prime. That was like my most fun to watch. Because okay. It was one that we turned on and I was like, this
that'll
looks interesting.
I'll make sure we include it in the best horror movie of 2021 category. Babysitter Must Die. Is it new? Did it come out in 2021?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know about it and I just scrolled on it.
That's how we get people involved. That's how we get more people involved. We get these nominees in. Of course, at this point of the posting of this show as well, it has been well known, or it should be well known at this point of the podcast being live on Friday, that the headliners... all right, thank you very much. The headliners of Horrific Hall of Fame Class 2022... Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire. A huge class this year. You have Holland, Maguire, and Garfield, Emma Watson, Daniel Radcliffe, and Rupert Grint. You have James Keaton, aka Jack the Clown. You have the Haunters podcast. You have the Bride of Frankenstein. Just really a huge class. I am excited about that. But like you said, your expectations of this film are that of a six. That's not being very optimistic. Maybe it's being realistic. Right now it is tracking. Let's see. It was at a 79 when we came on board this morning. Of reviews being live, it was sitting at a 79. It then went dipped to a 77, and it's holding now at a 77%.
Well, so I'm about right where they should be.
Well, you said 6.5.
Yeah,
they're at a 7.9.
So they're at 7.5.
So you would be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is what this thing is predicting. So we'll see what happens. Yeah.
I hope so.
So we will see. Right now, though, this is kind of a special treat. I have the big three, Dewey Cox, Sidney Prescott, and Gale Weathers, all here with a little bit of a Q&A. And they get into what it is that they are bringing as Scream is making its return.
Just water for me.
We will be back. May I get a Michelada?
I'll grab
sorry.
What kind of beer would you like?
Can I get 805? Do you guys have
it? Let me see if we have that. It would be in a bottle, just so you know.
No,
we did.
What do you have on tap?
Modelo, Dos Equis, Bud Light, Negro Modelo. Michelob Ultra.
Can I get the Negra Modelo?
Tall?
Yeah.
Please. Michelada?
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
You got your drink on?
I have got a water.
So, let's now go to this interview with Arquette. With David Arquette, Courtney Cox, and Neve Campbell as they talk about Scream 5 and the return to Woodsboro and such.
My name is Neve Campbell and I play Sidney Prescott. Well, I thought the script was brilliant. It's rare when you read scripts that, you know, you start the first few pages and then you don't put it down and you read all the way through without a break. And that certainly was my experience with it because it was quick and sharp and funny and scary and all of that good stuff. The first film for us was like going to summer camp. It was just a lot of fun. We knew we were part of something that felt like it was on fire. You know, there was something special about it, but you still never know. We had no clue really, of the success that this movie would have. And honestly, every time we do another one of these, it's like going back to summer camp. It's revisiting these characters, revisiting each other, lots of memories and a lot of fun. We all get along really well. So certainly on this one, to be with David and Courtney again was fantastic. I love them. We have so much history together. It's been beautiful. I certainly know Sydney. I know the character. It's just like just putting her boots on again and getting into it. And the script really flows again and is in keeping with the other films. And so it was not difficult. And the other actors, I mean, when we get into a rhythm with Dewey and Sid and Gail, we all fall into it pretty easily again. I read the script and I thought they did a great job. I had been apprehensive about doing another one without Wes. But Matt and Tyler sent me a really beautiful letter expressing how they became directors and were making this movie because of these films, and that they were huge fans of Wes and that they really wanted to honor him and honor his voice. And that meant the world to me to read that letter. So that was definitely a big selling point for me. And then the fans, I just know that there's a real draw. The fans love these films, and people always ask me, fans on the street will always ask me, are you gonna make another one? So it's fun to get into it again and give that, The production designer's done such an amazing job of building the house to a T in a soundstage. It felt like walking back into the house. And certainly, there's an ode to Wes in on the set. And so I got a little teary, to be honest, when I went on set. But it felt good. This film feels like coming back to the first energy, which is really nice. They're amazing. This young cast, they're just, first of all, they're uber fans, which was so sweet. They're just so excited to be a part of the franchise, a part of these films, and so excited to meet David and Courtney and myself. And they're just, something about this generation, they're just really special. They've got it together, they're disciplined, they're committed, they have a love for the art, they have a love for these movies, and they're really just a sweet gang. So it's been a real pleasure. I would just say probably, what amazing job they've done with the production itself, and I think, if anything, working with these new directors and really feeling like they came into the fold in a really beautiful way, and it feels like a continuation. It's what people love about these films. It includes the fun, it includes the scare, it includes the sort of meta feeling and the cleverness of these movies. Lots of suspense, lots of thrills. Yeah, just a continuation of what people love about these films. Wes knew how to tell a story, which is the most important thing when you're making a film. And I think some horror directors just get involved in the gore or just the scare, and you don't really feel engaged with the characters. But Wes managed to do both, and with a lot of suspense and a lot of thrills. He knew how to time things in such a way that really got you going. I think that's what made him special. He had a twisted sense of humor, and he had a sweet, sweet soul. He really did. He was respectful, loving, like a father in a lot of ways to all of us, and mischievous, and so talented. And gave me my first lead in a film, which I'm so, so grateful for, because these movies have done great things for all of us, he was magic. He really was. People approach me often and tell me that Sydney gave them strength, that she was an underdog who overcame, that she was not a victim. And as a female actress in this kind of film also, it's really nice to get to play a character like that, like a heroine who is not a victim in any way and does overcome. And it's amazing. You just don't know when you're making a film how it's going to inspire people. And she has inspired people a lot, and I'm grateful for that. I'm excited for audiences to see a return to Woodsboro, and also for audiences to see this new young cast, because I think they've done an incredible job. And I think, and we see a lot of Dewey in this film, and I think it's really nice to see his journey. These are big theater movies. I know that Scream fans like to go to these movies not once, not twice, but 10, 15, 20 times. They need to be watched with an audience because people get involved. People yell at the screen. People laugh. People scream. So I really hope that we get to see it in that way.
Arquette and I played Dewey Riley. When I first got the original Scream script, I loved it. It was just such a new take on horror films. It was so self-referential and meta, as they say nowadays. But I don't even think they had that term back then. But it really, you know, it took into consideration people's love for horror films and understanding, and it really gave the fans a voice, and they respected what had come in the past, and they had fun with it, and they let you in on the joke. And I think that's really what connected with people. So when I got the script for the new Scream, I was really impressed again. It really did a similar thing where it took all this information that we've learned and all this technology and all these advancements and the love for, like, the fandom out there for people and horror films and the Scream franchise in general, and really, like, took all those things into consideration. It was really well written, really witty, really scary, and I thought it was a great tribute to sort of the legacy that Wes and Kevin Williamson had created to start with. Well, I was really impressed by Matt and Tyler with their love for horror films and how much Wes had an impression on them and how much they wanted to honor him with the making of this film and continue it. And that really touched me that, you know, like myself, they'd been touched by Wes's work and were huge fans of his. So that really set me at ease and was like, oh, this is the right people. And since Wes's family was behind it and Kevin Williamson was involved and behind it, it gave me a lot of just confidence that they were the right people to do this. They really want to honor the films that had come before, and they really took that into consideration with, you know, the characters that return, and really just have a great understanding for story. They have a great understanding for horror and comedy, which is really important. And they're just fantastic guys in general. It's really easy for me to sort of slip back into Dewey. I mean, in general, I usually draw my characters from aspects of my personality. Some are closer to you than others, and Dewey's very close to me. I always love the feeling that he kind of doesn't feel like he gets the respect that he deserves. I've often felt like that, especially in the wrestling world. So, but he's also got this really childlike quality to him that, and he's really just a sweet person at heart. And, you know, believes in love, and love's sort of really the most important thing to him. He's a lot more rugged than he was before. And, you know, life has a way of sort of toughening you up. And he's really sort of had a hard road. One of my favorite moments about this film is seeing the group of actors that they've chosen and just seeing how they've bonded and then being able to work with Courtney and Nev and see them, you know, it's something we've been working on for, you know, on and off for 24, 25 years. It's interesting to become not a, you know, you're like part of this history of horror now. And then you're working with people who grew up, well, some of them weren't even born by the time the first one was made. So it's like you're seeing this new generation having an appreciation for it. Now they're, you know, in the driver's seat, and they're like, you know, these incredible actors. I had seen Matt and Tyler's film Ready or Not, and I was really impressed by their skill and their sort of sensibility and how fun that film was and how wonderful they directed it. So I knew they were incredibly talented. But, you know, and then I read the script and I talked to them. And my stuff was sort of more character driven, like my feelings about certain things. And I understood the story they were wanting to tell. And as an actor, you know, it's really your role to help people tell stories and figure out where you fit into their vision of what this story will be. So, you know, I've had my little issues and feelings about certain things, but I trusted them, and I'm glad I did, because they really did a wonderful job. I'm really excited for audiences to see this incredible world that they've been a part of for 24 years and these characters that they've loved, and to see how they've, you know, progressed and where they're at. And, you know, and I'm excited to scare them. I'm excited for them to laugh, and I'm excited for them to see this new group of incredibly wonderful actors just giving incredible performances. I'm also excited for people to see Tui and Kale together on screen again. And Nev, I'm really excited for Nev to come back, and the feeling that people get where she's like this badass again.
Courtney Cox, and I play Gail Weathers in this new version of Scream. When Scream came out, it was just such a unique film. The horror genre had kind of, it felt like it had been played out a little bit. And all of a sudden, Kevin Williamson writes this script where he, you know, poked fun at other horror films. And there was a lot of humor in it. And it was so scary. And I just think it was a big part of pop culture. So I think people, that first Scream will, I think, let, you know, be around forever and ever and ever, and be always looked up to and looked back at as one of the great ones. I've done 4 Screams with Wes Craven, who is this incredible man. And after seeing Matt and Tyler's work and hearing great things about them, I was like, oh, wow, this is what a perfect way to reinvent this movie. And when I read it, it was so much in the vein of the first Scream. Knowing that Matt and Tyler were directing this, and after seeing their film, they're just incredible. And they really know how to balance humor and horror. And reading the script, it was so similar in tone to the first one, I got really excited. It's really scary, and it's funny, and it's unique. When I read it, I was like, oh, I like when Gail is really cutting and competitive. So that was my only note, just to make sure we keep her that way, because there's a lot of emotions in this film, and a lot of heightened emotions, I mean. And things have changed. Like Gail, she's moved to New York. She works at she works on a morning show. She's become more successful and more sophisticated, and she's no longer with Dewey. Wes is such an incredible man, and it's like, I don't know, for some reason it always makes me emotional because he's so sweet. Anyway, he is an incredible director, but he's also an incredible human, and he is, you know, it was literally life-changing for me in so many ways. But like silly memories that I have, I remember the first time that I had to really scream. I don't know if I had been stabbed or a gun, you know, been shot. I don't remember. But I just remember saying, well, Wes, what happens? Like, you know, you've directed so many horror films. What happens? Like, how do you do that? What does it feel like when someone, he's like, Courtney, I don't know. It's never happened to me. I was like, all right, thanks. That was it. Like, he had such a great sense of humor. And the last Scream, I remember we got really like slap happy on the set. Something made him laugh. And I had this video of him. I was filming him. He got the giggles. And to see Wes Craven, you always think of him as like the king of horror. He is so silly. He couldn't stop laughing, couldn't stop. And you'd see him just kind of try to not break, and be like, I got this. And he couldn't stop. And he's just so cute. He's just the sweetest man. He was silly. He was serious. He was loving. He was caring. He was almost like a father figure in so many ways. He would sit and just, like, share his wisdom. But he'd also love to go out and have a glass of wine and be silly. He's just an incredible person and director. As far as Scream goes, he was great at balancing the humor and the horror, but there was something about the way he would film. You would always see him leading up to something. You're like scared before you were scared. It's just the way he would do certain camera angles, or, you know, you'd see him focus on something that you're like, oh, what's gonna happen there? Why are we focusing on that? And then you'd be scared by something else. So he'd throw you off by his visual things or, you know, lead you into it. He had a great visual style. I want them to see this incredible cast. I want them to, you know, I want them to laugh, to have the same kind of interesting callbacks. I want them to, they're going to experience a movie that's very similar to the first one. It's scarier, probably. It's, you know, it's how many, what was 25 years ago? So it's up to date in a different way. Even though Scream will always be classic, this is just like an updated, cool, hip, scary, funny movie. This movie should be seen with an audience because, you know, when you're afraid of something and, you know, when you're screaming, it's even scarier when you're in a theater with 250 people and everyone's screaming.
So now we're joined by Fast Pass with us coming on board to the Scream podcast. You just heard from Courtney Cox, Nev, and David Arquette. So now we're back live in the hotel. Now in the restaurant before the movie. Do you guys feel like there's pressure on this franchise? Like, did you feel like there's pressure on Halloween or Candyman? Are these Texas Chainsaw that I haven't seen anything about yet, but it's coming? And, like, the revival of the franchise tonight going into Scream. All these fucking... Hold on a second. all these Twitter people that are ranking Scream 4 as the second best Scream. You
it
need
is.
To. No, shut the fuck up.
We
get
literally
the fuck
talked
out
about
here.
It.
You just watched them all?
Get the fuck out of here.
We walked up all back.
Get the
back.
Fuck out of here.
Scream 1
get the
is
fuck out
the
here.
Best.
Well,
Scream 1,
no,
Scream
one?
4.
No.
Scream 2.
Scream get
3.
Your ass. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Scream 3 was the worst, dude, when we just watched them.
Stop them.
1, 4, 2,
stop
3.
Stop them?
Stop them. You gotta stop them. Thank you very much. You cannot be serious, dog. Scream 3 is the second best one.
No.
No. Scream 3 was easily the worst.
You think
I said
yes. Wasn't. Oh, can we be on separate tabs, too?
Yeah, when
thank
I
you.
Take the dinner order, I'll just, if it's individuals, I'll just go in groups.
Right on.
However, and we mark it then.
I'll take care of this one, right?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
We're married.
He has. It's an automatic.
Yeah, Jason feels like he just gets to see his old friends again. I'm so excited. But Amber thinks that
maybe
Stu is alive.
What?
No, I do.
Jason.
She doesn't.
Oh, Jay, this is a pure Jason joint right now?
Yep.
Yeah. No, because
hashtag Stu lives.
He's going to be the Hannibal Lecter. He's going to be coaching these two kids from jail,
like,
telling
saw,
them what they
I
need to do to be the perfect killer.
That is the dumbest idea.
Oh, when he shows up, when fucking Matthew
sure.
Lillard shows up
yeah.
in this movie, I'm going to look at you and you're going to go, God damn it, Jason's
Amazon,
right, he knows his
like,
shit.
If they do this, I don't trust anything that's ever happened.
I swear to God,
it's like
he's not in this fucking movie.
In Scream 4, they mentioned time travel in Step 5. I'm
Quick
just saying.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
saying.
I think just
it,
because
like, you're like,
No
oh,
Way Home
cool.
brought all these
yeah.
characters
the way they
back
did it,
because of happened in Scream 5.
This is the time we live in. This is the time we live in.
Too busy playing Dungeons and Dragons now.
Oh, no,
you
I
like,
love that video.
Wow.
You think they literally watched Die Home was like, everyone
was like, that would have been a big breakdown. No,
going
no.
back and
no.
using the badge and
that
showing
been a
what
big
she's
breakdown.
Doing.
Yeah,
it would have been mentioned. The trial would have been mentioned because the first three movies
then,
were really close together.
Billy's alive too. He survived the shot in the face.
You know, like you guys, so this movie starts and it starts by showing Stu under the TV and then carting him out. You guys are going to be like, fuck, man. Jay was right. They're going to do the whole trial.
I dare you
there's
to
no
stand
trial.
Up in the theater
they
and
go
like clapping. Nobody else will know what's going on.
I'm going to be, let me just say, I'm going to be highly disappointed if there are a bunch of people dressed in Ghostface with those plastic knives running around and throwing popcorn.
I'm going to be honest with you, we'll probably be the only ones in the theater.
What about
no, our row is sold out. Like, we are.
Just
we,
our row?
Our row? Well, no, I think, like, more, but I was just 50, looking because Brian was looking to sit with us.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and when we were
popular.
Looking at it, there was, like, two seats left. One of them was because Charlie ended up not being able to make it, and then the one that he bought. So our row, minus Charlie, is sold out.
Let me just say,
so,
congratulations.
I do think that the bigger the bigger thing, theater is pretty much sold out as well. Then, this is the first showing. 7 o'clock. Like, this is number one. This is the premiere of Scream 5.
We're going to be the first ones to break the news about Stu.
We're going to be the first ones to see the new Insidious Chapter 5. Or Insidious Chapter whatever the fuck.
Is there really another?
We're going to see that trailer ahead of Scream today. I guarantee it. For trailer talk right there. Insidious Chapter 5 is coming. I guarantee you Insidious Chapter 5 is going to be at Halloween Horror Nights Los Angeles in the Jurassic Park.
Is this your call?
In the Jurassic Park location. In the Jurassic Park location will be Insidious. You will know all of that. I can actually explain that, yes, on the evolution of HHN LA when I get to that Jurassic Park location, why Insidious will be in the Jurassic Park location and why Insidious will be at this year's Halloween Horror Nights.
I'm already getting psyched for Halloween. We just
so you had mentioned that you were talking about this possibly being something that's either it could be a way for them to kind of make this franchise kind of skyrocket a little bit. I don't think the core three are going to make it out. I think we're going to lose somebody.
It's going to be a next-gen situation.
I think so.
Because look at how long, because the first three were close together, and then there was that gap for the last one. And it's been 12 years.
Like, I had, like, a queer kid.
So, I mean, if they're trying to reboot it, they have to kill
off. Yeah.
Maybe leave Sydney or maybe.
I think we're going to see the death of Gale Weathers.
I think so, too.
And I think it'll go Sydney and Dewey surviving because they have, like, the whole fucking brother, sister dynamic.
Yeah, if one of them die, that'll be it. They're not going to kill any more than one of them. But have you seen on the trailers, Dewey looks pretty raggedy and, like he looks like he's been through some shit, man. What if Gale? But what if Gale is that beginning credits person that's killed off? And then it like shows like Dewey all like.
Yeah. I don't think she's the first death.
There's always a random person that dies, and then it goes.
They took too much time to film shit of her in the trailer, like different locations. Like that's a full day of filming just to film fake shit for a movie trailer, for a Scream movie trailer.
Hot take: Channing Tatum was in the G.I. Joe 2 trailer.
Hot take: fucking people don't give a shit enough. Like they're not Marvel fans. They're not. I'm sorry, but they're not. Horror fans are not Marvel fans. Yes, horror fans are dedicated. Yes, horror fans will watch a movie. Yes, horror fans will support. But horror fans are not going to sit there and ponder over a fucking trailer like people would ponder over Infinity or Endgame or what the fuck ever and be like, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen.
Scream's whole thing is like it's like a mystery thing. So the trailer would definitely.
I've not seen one video. I've not seen one vlog. Or blog or whatever the fuck.
That's because Stu won't allow it.
Because
he's blocking everything.
It is not that kind of phenomenon. It's not. It's okay that it's not, but it's not. It will be. It will be if it is announced as a Halloween Horror Nights house. Guarantee you.
That makes it a phenomenon?
No. I guarantee you the reaction to it becoming. The HHN community will do fucking Scream vlogs from now until the cows come home until the event starts.
We haven't even started yet.
Yeah, did you hear what the guy who wrote it?
Why are you staring at that guy?
The guy who wrote it said?
I've got
multiple seasons still. I can do anything.
Sorry, honey. No, I'm on sabbatical.
Do you have contacts? Do you have contacts?
No.
For the record, you're talking about the dude in the
wife. Hell, I'm still talking about Ghostbusters.
Yeah. That's not William Dafoe.
No, it's not.
I like the fact that the son picked up the traits of the Trinity Killer, which is nice, but...
That's right here.
Chicken and...
Not you, man.
No?
Taco truck.
Okay, so, John and Ashley, what are your guys' like... 1 to 10 prediction. This movie has a lot of pressure because Halloween Kills, shitty. Candyman, arguably shitty.
Thursday.
I mean, was it as shitty as the first Halloween? No. Was it still shitty? Yeah. Yeah.
I heard like, Candyman was great.
Like, Candyman was...
Please, God.
Drew? Drew, why would you bring that up? Comment. That
Candyman definitely was not the best horror movie of 2021. Started off as and remained all year fucking Willy's Wonderland.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll put
Willy's
that as my
Wonderland
best.
Is great.
I fucking love like, Willy's Wonderland.
I forgot about
there's that. There's no question. Like, Willy's Wonderland...
That was great.
Got a hot take. Willy's Wonderland is better than Scream 5.
You haven't seen Scream 5.
I'm just telling you.
I'm so
it's my prediction.
You think Willy's Wonderland is going to be better than Scream 5? I would... I would actually concur with you on that. I don't think that this movie, the first of 2022, is better than the best of 2021. I don't. I so it's like, let's break that down. I'll tell you how I am about to vote for the ballot that all of you should click on and vote in the show notes right now. Help us out. Click on the thing. Let's max out our ballot. Our robot's ballot maxed out, by the way.
Kill somebody.
I'm telling you right now, it maxed out on the votes that I'm not going to pay. You have to pay fucking SurveyMonkey $1,200. Once you max out on the free account, you have to pay $1,200. And I will not do that for this shit. I'm sorry. So we pay until the maxed out number. And that's that.
Guys, if you want the numbers to keep going up,
I'm pretty sure.
Well, if you want your vote to count, yeah, you gotta. We also.
Do you have a PayPal?
We also do. I mean, we're. Yeah, we could, like, reopen Patreon, but the Patreon was our one failure of the year. The only Patreon we had was right next to you.
What's the.
Aww.
Is
your what a wonderful Patronus.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Is it Matt?
It's
Matt.
I think
we went out of business before we made it to the month, dog.
What are your tears, Jimmy?
No reason.
Everybody,
did you get a refund?
No.
I didn't get any money from Patreon. Like, they didn't send me $6.
Huge on.
Is that
so,
the highest tier?
That was the highest tier. Yeah.
Because he was doing all like he think he did. Super
everybody, come on, sign up for Patreon.
It's not active anymore. We took the L.
We just need...
Jimmy just created OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's true.
All of your feet.
I'll eat a milkshake and jiggle my ass for a little bit.
Holy shit.
Shit just got weird.
Theme your feet to horror movies.
Brian can take one of those lights and put it behind him, and instead of changing into a suit, he can flex, make us a couple mil on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh.
My favorite one is the one where they do it, and then they stick the chicken through it.
Yeah.
So the movie, John, 1 out of 10. What are you thinking?
Kangaroo Jack.
I'm going to say 7.5.
So right now, well, actually, hold that thought. So Ashley, what do you say?
I am going to say 4.5.
Ooh.
Damn. Okay, Amber.
What if Stu shows up? Does that change the numbers at all?
Just stop.
He's dead, bro. He's dead.
Numbers, James.
I'm going to just give it an even 5 right now.
Damn, okay. Drew said 6.5. Jason said 7.5.
I didn't say anything.
You told me when we weren't recording 7.5.
No, I didn't.
Okay, what are you going to give it, Jason?
7.5.
Brian, what are you going to give it? Scream, 1 out of 10.
Go with the original?
No, man. The one we're about to watch.
Brian, so we're going to the movies?
We're going right now?
Yeah, yeah. A couple minutes away.
I'm going to give it a 5.2.
Damn, so everyone's saying it's going to be, at best, pretty shitty, at worst, a fucking steaming pile. Wow. Okay.
I just think the core cast is getting too old to... carry this whole thing on.
I don't know. Dewey looked pretty good.
What?
Looked pretty good?
Yeah, a lot of
people. All right, you know what? I'll change my vote to an 8.
Jack Quaid looks good. Jack Quaid and the boys, I always like that guy. So we got him involved. I'll tell you one thing. I think that he's probably going to be the MVP of this thing by the time we're done. the way that you fucking you win me over is one, kill Gale Weathers. Make this movie mean something.
Yeah,
like the movie needs to have stakes. I'm tired of watching Jamie Lee Curtis die and then come back somehow. Like, let's throw something on the line.
See, if Jamie Lee Curtis can die and come back, so can Stu.
There was like a... No. No, it's kind of true. I would say Michael Myers. I would say Michael Myers, not Jamie Lee Curtis, but Michael Myers or Jason or any of them. No, it's true.
Supernatural.
No, for sure, yeah. But they are normal. Still...
There would be a loss...
Michael Myers is just a...
He comes back as
a force ghost.
Because there's a lot of continuity
that's lost. Okay,
true stupid.
Matthew Lillard has ran into some shit, so I don't think he's in this movie. So,
dude, what if he pulls like a 13 Ghosts movie and he just shows up like as a ghost?
Dude.
I mean, that would be guys. Oh, yeah. Did you ever watch any Ghostbusters?
I don't understand why that would just ruin your score. Why would that ruin your score? Fuck it at this point.
Yeah,
it's Scream 5, and they've done two seasons of a really bad show. So they
if Randy shows up, okay, yeah, you got something.
I enjoyed it.
They should have stopped after Scream 4. Are you guys going to go drop him off?
I'm glad they didn't actually have
so,
talk.
Damn, so the general consensus is like 6 out of...
She needs to pay for that.
Hey, let's not take the one movie.
They're going to take it, baby.
You can go take it, yeah.
Oh, no, I think she rang it up. I just got to sign it.
Shit. I was only going to say, if you were going driving, you could have just stopped at my house and all that here.
Say bye-bye. Love you. Love you. Oh, he's giving you a kiss. Aw.
You got hurt like that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm dreading driving home.
Finish your drink, let's go.
Hey,
are we running late?
And I've only got a 45
minute. Oh, so you got 45 minutes? Your time?
You can't.
So why do you think... Keep drinking your drink, but why do you think this movie's going to suck?
Because I'm being convinced that I feel like Stu's going to come back.
Stu's not coming back.
That was what Wes Craven, that was the last thing that he was talking about doing.
I don't know.
Stu was like the Hannibal Lecter to like teach them these new
killers.
He got
gutted like a fish.
He didn't get gutted. He was fine.
They threw the TV
He got stabbed a couple
him.
Times and the TV dropped on his head.
I feel like I'm dying, man.
I feel a little woozy here.
I'm just concerned. It's been so long since the last movie. But I mean, like, there was that big gap between 3 and 4, and 4 was really good.
Dan, that's actually a good point that, let's say they bring Stu back, how many people watching it are going to give a shit? Truly.
Yeah, no, that's
true, too. We're going to care. We're going to be like, oh, damn, Matthew Willard, that's dope. But, like, all the kids that, like,
it's gonna be
I teach, like, my students are juniors in high school. None of them are going to give a shit that Stu came back to life.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I'll bet you they didn't even see the original.
Probably but straight. You know what? That's the problem with this franchise, is in the last one, number 4, they did not take any of the characters to help bring them forward. It's literally the same 3 people from all the previous ones, and that's part of the problem, is they need to start to move on if they want this franchise to survive.
Yeah, but see, you saw what happened when they did that, I don't know. Star Wars franchise. Oh,
all right, we'll be back from the theater.
End scene, are we gonna?
Okay. No, we'll stop when the end scene starts here. But so Jason loved it. You predicted a 6.5.
No, I didn't. 7.5 was what I predicted.
What did you end up at?
I actually think I would give it an 8. It was sitting about where I was. I enjoyed it more than I thought, so I'll give it an 8.
Amber predicted a 7.5. You're at a.
Amber predicted a 5.
Oh, and okay.
I give it an 8 too. I like
it. Okay.
Ghostface will return.
What did you think this was?
I gave it a 4.5, and I'm gonna give it a 6.75. The kills were cool, but it was just too of the exact same for me.
Have you watched The Matrix yet?
What does that have to do with this?
It's the exact same thing.
That's why I haven't jumped to go see it yet.
Spyglass Media.
Oh, looks like there's no end credits.
Oh, fuck.
Screen Rant Live.
Screen Rant Live, man.
It was that. It was that like 2 second little.
Oh, that's not a scene. That's bullshit.
All right.
I had a higher score than that. Just let me know.
That brings me down to about a 7.5.
Yeah, we're gonna bring him at 7.5. I predicted that.
John.
Hey, I did your.
I'm gonna give it a 9.
Thank you. Hey, there you go.
John.
Give it a 9.
Damn, you love me.
That was really good. Did not disappoint at all.
What did you think of? Okay, so let's do a little bit of.
With all the other cousins. I think collectively all five are really good.
This definitely has a door open for more.
Yeah, which is why it was funny that they're using that whole thing of it being a requel, because you know that's what we've been getting lately from everything else. And
yeah,
the fact that they did that in a typical Scream fashion, sitting on the floor talking about the remakes.
Okay, can I just say, and we're going to get into spoilers here, I'm sorry, but my God, the killer of this thing is a over-obsessed horror movie fan from our hometown. And I'm not joking. I'm not.
Is he from there, or did he just go there? Because that's where she went.
Whatever.
Because he said she was easy to find.
That shit starts in Modesto, California.
Modesto, California. Like, shit your pants.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I was so excited.
He was like, instantly, that got 2 points.
Yeah. So, obviously, we're not doing Campfire Chronicles yet, but if we were, do you expect this movie to perhaps mend the famous Scream Accords, and we're finally going to get a Scream House at Halloween Horror Nights?
Like in real life, or are you talking about Campfire Chronicles?
No, in real life.
God, I sure fucking hope so.
Yeah. I don't think
we
will.
I don't think we will either. Cause
I don't think we will.
You posted that thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we will either.
I don't think it's going to happen. Like, a lot of people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about really are wanting it to happen. I don't think it's happening, dog. Sorry.
It'll be a last-ditch effort if it does.
Yeah.
It'll be a Hollywood for Terror Tramp again.
Yeah. Something like that. I can tell you what will happen. Your first Haunt Chief preview prediction, Insidious, because every fucking year there's an Insidious movie that comes.
Well, it's done by Universal now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
right up Hollywood's alley.
Anyway, Scream 5 or Scream 1 redone, whatever you want to call it.
Requel.
It's the requel.
The requel. Pleasantly surprised. Didn't hate it.
The kills were awesome.
Kills were badass. Don't like how we hinted at like a adult banging a high school student, and I don't like how that high school adult, also from our hometown, when it comes down to it,
checks out.
It does.
Well, but
let's face it, she was the ugly girl out of the group. She had to lean on Reddit to find somebody to love her.
I mean, yeah, it all checks out, but we still don't gotta say he's from Modesto. Like, come on, like. Series at least. I mean
yeah, you know, yeah.
He's like the Scott Peterson of Scream.
That's exactly what he's. Yes,
that,
yes.
I got that vibe. I didn't really want to go there, but yeah, I got that vibe. I just want to say, it turns out a lot of people lived in this one, actually.
A lot of people what?
Lived through this one. Yeah. At the end of it, there was a lot of survivors.
Yeah. That makes me sad.
That's our friend, Jimmy.
What's up?
That's Drew.
Anyway.
How you doing, Drew?
What was your score, Drew?
I give it a 9.
Drew loved it. Okay.
Where are we sitting at for the everybody scores?
Did you give it a 10? Like,
no.
Like between...
I gave it a 9.
Nine.
Give it a 9.
If you had to rank it, Brian, if you were going to score it 1 out of 10, what would you give it?
2.
Like, most of the time they
damn, so Brian hated it.
Most of the time they retread everything.
So,
writing it, they actually did
with Brian's
job.
With Brian's it 2 out of 10 with Brian's 2 out of 10 our weighted score is like have right where we predicted it to be, 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah. It didn't deserve that. It deserves a higher score.
Yeah, we know you fucking loved it, dog. You and you guys were all into it. Like,
what was your score?
Fucking 8. I'll give it an 8.
That's what I gave it. I gave it an 8. Buck gave it a 9.
Hey, wait, how about this? I give it a 9 for semi-originality of the original film to the originality of this film.
It's like I said.
It's just a really good retread of the original.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. If you love this, if you love this movie,
rate the
none of
movie
you. None of you are allowed to shit on Matrix Resurrection.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, you're not allowed to shit on it.
I don't even think I'll see it.
All right, that's fine. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. But when you do watch it, because you're not allowed.
Don't
to
watch
shit on
it. But when you do.
Because it's a Matrix movie, you're gonna give in.
No, bro. Because we just fucking watched the exact same story, just in Scream fashion. Spoiler. Sorry.
But
so Dewey dies in Matrix?
So
the equivalent, I guess? Yes.
Well,
yes.
Hold on, here. How about this? We can always say this. We can agree to disagree, but.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. Watch the movie.
A horror movie that retreads an original horror movie, you have to admit, they at least stayed true to the original, they gave a shout out to Wes, thank God, and they made almost as good as the original Killwise.
Their shout outs, I mean, to everything, like there's Elm Street,
everybody.
And they did do what I said they should have done in 4. They now have a cast that they could move forward with if they wanted to.
4 sucks.
Overall,
my rankings, yes, my rankings of Scream still number 1, obviously. Number 3 coming in right under that. Wow. Number 2.
When was the last time you watched it?
Now,
there's 2 types of people in this world.
Now, thank you, Amber. Number five is now my number 3. Number 4 would be number 2. And number 5 would be, you already know, dog.
Did you dislike 2 that much?
2 is good, but 3 you can just, like, have on, like, at HHN when you're just, I don't know, getting high before you go to HHN.
Who's the killer in Scream 3?
Okay. The killer in Scream 3. Damn, I really
very much. I just
proved
my point.
Was 2 the one where she was in college?
I think I check out after McDreamy dies.
He doesn't even die in that movie. Cecil, that's what I mean.
Whatever. Are you confusing 2 and 3?
The 2 is... 2... Or 3, the ghost is like her mom for a while. Just in a bloody bedsheet walking around the movie set. Yo, fuck you, dog. I'm like, number 3 is the best one. Whatever. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
It's so good. I don't even know who the killer is.
It's the fucking director. See? 3, there's a director. Relevant. Number 5, a guy from Modesto. Also relevant. Like, holy shit. So, yeah, I love this fucking franchise. They are nailing it. Like, 3 stages in which I'm going. Like, right now, I'm Jack Quaid from number 5. That's where I'm at now. And then in a few years, maybe, I'll be next to that one guy from that hospital show, the producer from number 3. So the director, who was like, Sid's like, what the fuck was he, stepbrother or something, shit like that? Whatever. When they go into the sex dungeon at the end, like, that's where we're all, I mean, fuck what, we're all in that direction.
What's the sex dungeon? Nah, he's right.
I really need to go back and rewatch those films.
3 did a terrible job of like bringing in new characters. There's nobody in there that you give a shit about at all.
Who do you give a shit about in number 4? The blogger kids?
Like in number 4, they at least
don't say yes. Shut up, dog.
they tried to establish some new characters. In three,
to see the remake.
In three, there's nobody that they spend any time on.
Am I remembering? wait, hold on. Am I remembering Scream 4 right? That's the one where they're like.
They're trying to
Gail's in the barn and she has the. Yeah, okay. Just making sure I remember it right.
Hayden Panettiere, or whatever you say her last name. She was really good in the fourth one.
Is that the cute
gal
one?
From American Horror Story that plays Sydney's niece was really good in it.
Emma Roberts, yeah. I think now I'm remembering it was a decent movie.
Yeah, four was good. When we just watched it, four was really good.
I have to go back and watch it again.
How could you not like it? The whole point of four is there's talking about
shitting on remakes.
That's literally the entire point of
that's
four.
That's the fucking line at the
end. So what you're telling
never
me
never fuck with the original.
You never fuck the original, right, exactly. Right.
So what you're telling me is basically Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Jay and Silent Bob are in Scream 3.
I know.
They're in Scream 3.
That's what that
means. Yeah.
It's Connie fucking Chung. See Scream 3 again.
Is that why you like Scream 3?
Scream 3 is the best one.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Probably.
No, man. The whole thing takes place inside a fucking movie set. Of course it's my favorite one. You know how dope it would be if that was a haunted house? If you're in a movie soundstage based on Scream 3 going through a haunted house, in a soundstage based on being in a soundstage as Ghostface,
hey John,
suck a dick.
You ever heard of the movie Hellfest? Kind of the same thing. I mean, Jesus Christ. They're in a fucking haunted house.
Magic Mountain tried to do a Halloween thing based on Hellfest. It was shitty.
I don't know.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Snack and Flick Podcast. Fast Pass for the Bus.
I know you're not a fucking
fire.
Are we leaving now?
And he'd be more on. Oh my God. And of course, stay up to date with Sinister Creature Con, sinistercreaturecon.com. And check out Vertical Talent Agency, even though Brian hit the movie with a 2. We will be back. Thanks for listening.